Yo, what's up? This is J-Trick and you're listening to episode 12 of the TrickCast. Got a stack of brand new tunes in this episode, including a couple of exclusives, a new remix of mine, and a bunch of other big tunes from the likes of Rehab, TJR, Matt Watkins, Samuel Jones, and Zach Waters, to name a few. I'll also be answering a couple of questions from you guys later on in the episode, so be sure to listen out for that. But right now, let's get straight into the tunes. This one's a brand new track of mine featuring Pearl on the vocals. It's called We Are, and it'll be out really soon on my label Club Cartel Records. Check it out.
All alone, you're in too deep. Collect your wishes and set them free. Side by side until the end. We own the night, we'll rise again. It's not always black and white. Take your wrongs and make them right. It's the way.
Thank you. Everybody get your We'll be right back. Yeah. ass up, now shake the room. the thing we say. Stand up and dance and move your waistline. Rise it in there, put them on the high up. What's your move? High up. Crazy. Come on, high up.
for the bass.
Episode of the TrueCast, but before we wrap it up, I have a couple questions from you guys, so I answer them now and hope you get around to a few more in the next episode. Braid and Zeke asked, what's your favorite plugin? I'd have to say the sampler in Ableton is probably the one that I use the most. basically because every sample that you have in your library can be turned into a lead in some way, so I find myself using it in pretty much every track. I'd also have to say Silent is a good plugin to use for breakdown synths and risers and stuff like that as well. Jeremy Palmer asked, what's the best tip you can give to aspiring producers? The best tip I can give is to be original. Listen to lots of music and get inspired, but always try to make it your own. And like anything, you only get out what you put in, so definitely work hard on it. Zachariah Dangerfield asked, where's your favourite gig been and why? I'd have to say, a couple weeks ago, Good Life Sydney was my favourite. The crowd there was just, it was crazy, and it was probably the biggest gig I've done so far, so that'd have to be my favourite. Mitchell Hathaway asked, do you like playing underages? Yeah, I love playing underages because the kids are so up for it and they've got so much energy, so it's always good. And I think it's really important as well because you get to show these underage kids, you know, a bit of a taste of what's to come when they're 18, so it's definitely good. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Trickcast, guys. I'll see you guys next month for episode 13. Peace.